All right, good evening, everyone. So just to continue a little bit on the halachos concerning Amira Lenachri. So if you remember, again, we began discussing last night, or a few nights ago, I should say, about when one is permitted to go ahead and instruct a non-Jew to do malacha for them. So remember, we began to give not the exceptions, but the ground rules under which this can happen. So number one, we discussed last night, the one and two we discussed last night, but the primary one is that the non-Jew must remove the object from the Jew's home prior to Shabbos. That no work could be done on the premises of a Jew. That's in the, whether that work is being done on the outside or the inside, you can't have a non-Jew working in your home on Shabbos. Of course, we discussed last night that there are certain extenuating circumstances under which that can occur. Okay, the second principle, which we'll learn about tonight, is asr likva l'ha'inu yehudi shiyasa ha'malacha b'Shabbos. One can't explicitly stipulate that the non-Jew will do the work on Shabbos. Va'afilu im eino koveya lo beferish shiyasa b'Shabbos. So it goes without saying that you can't instruct a non-Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos. But even if you don't explicitly instruct it, but you set up the situation in a way where there is no choice for the Gentile but to do the work on Shabbos. So for example, I ask a non-Jew to do some work for me, and I give him the object, you know, an hour before Shabbos, and I tell him that I'm picking it up on my way home on Matzeh Shabbos. So assuming that this is a type of work that requires more than an hour or more than 15 minutes after Shabbos, so by definition, I'm setting up a situation where the non-Jew is going to have to end up working on Shabbos. Yadua, kiyav shashigmar samalacha ad yom zeh, im lo ya'aseh gam b'Shabbos. So if I set up a Gentile in a situation where he has no choice, I know the situation is such that he's going to have to work on Shabbos, im lo ya'aseh gam kein asr. This is also asr. This is exceptionally important. This comes up all of the time. I'm dropping off my car at the mechanic on Erev Shabbos, and I want to pick up, again, now Shabbos ends early, I want to pick it up on Matzeh Shabbos. He can't do that. But I'm not instructing him to work on the car on Shabbos, that's fine. There's no explicit instruction. But the fact that I'm dropping it off right before Shabbos and picking it up right after Shabbos, by definition, necessitates his working on Shabbos. So says the Kitzur, even though there's no explicit instruction to work on Shabbos, because the metzias, the reality, is that it's going to require work on Shabbos, such an arrangement ultimately will be usher. So we'll see other examples even tomorrow evening, further examples of this particular principle, but this becomes, we're going to see one of the operative principles in Amir Lenachri. Yeah?
Does that mean you're not allowed to send an overnight package?
So we'll discuss mail. We'll discuss mail. Actually, the Kitzur already discusses mail in Meretz Hashem tomorrow evening, but the simple answer to that is yes. Simple answer to that is yes, that one cannot dafka send an overnight package on Erev Shabbos with the explicit intention of it getting there on Shabbos. But that's fundamentally different, we will see, than, let's say, putting the letter in the mailbox on Erev Shabbos. Person puts a letter, now that we'll see, there are posting that are machmir on that as well. There are posting that say that one shouldn't dafka not mail a letter right before Shabbos, because by definition, I'm setting up a situation in which that mail will be sorted on Shabbos. But rather, Ali Polskim will see our mikil on that, because that's not my intention. I know that when I put something in the mail, you know, there's like a range. You know, it'll take between this and this. So because it's clear that my intention is that I'm not makbid on that day of Shabbos, so we'll see, it could be mikil on mail, but you'll be machmir overnight mail.
I want to suspend you something, and he said, well, you know they're not going to deliver it overnight anyway. You know you're sending it overnight.
Right. Well, I hope
they're not
makbid on it. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I think they are makbid on it. You pay for it. Yeah. So, but in that kind of case, one would not be permitted to do that on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Chanan Yemen Akashon Shmuel Luzako says he saw lefichach her ba lohem tor mitzvah shnei amar adnech beitzman sidko yagdil torah biyadir.